Hello?
Hello, my name is Albert. I'm calling you from Local Splash. Am I speaking to Osvaldo?
Yes.
Ah, perfect. Abraham asked me to help you with the Google Business Profile and access to Facebook. Are you the person that has access to the email that's linked to the Google Business Profile?
Yes.
Ah, good. I'm going to go ahead and send you a text message so we can do this process, or do you have a computer in front of you?
Do something real quick. Yeah, I have a computer right now. Is it going to take a while?
It'll take about maybe 10, 15 minutes.
All right, that's cool. We can get working on it then.
Okay. Is your computer over? Are you already logged into your email on your computer?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go ahead and send you an email. It's titled Important. Please add us to your Google Business Profile. Let me know when you have that.
All right. All right.
Okay, go ahead and open the email and go down to the option that says option B, as in Boston. When you see the option B, number one, it'll show you a link that says business.google.com/locations. Click on that. It should open a new window.
All right.
Okay, in that new window, do you see the name of your business?
Yes.
Okay, right next to that, there should be an option that says see your profile. Do you see that?
Yep.
Click on that.
All right.
On the next window, right next to where it says your business on Google, there's going to be a circle and then three dots that go vertically. Do you see that?
Yep.
Click on the three dots.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to select the option that says business profile settings.
All right.
Then select the option that says people and access.
All right.
And the last thing is select add, and it'll ask you for an email address, but you're going to enter our agency number. Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay. It's 552. Then 554, and then 6200. Okay, and then something that says Local Splashes, you should just pop up. You just click on it, and then at the bottom, make sure you select the option for manager, and below that, you're going to just add or invite. Once you do, it'll tell you that it's pending.
All right.
Perfect. That's all you need to do with a Google Business Profile. Now, let me help you with the Facebook one. I'm going to send you another email. This one is going to be titled, grant us access to your Facebook business page to get the ads running. It should get to you in a few seconds. Did you get the email?
Not yet.
Okay, one second.
I got it.
Okay, go ahead and open the email. Right on the first paragraph, almost at the end of it, you're going to see blue letters. They say, click here. Go ahead and click on those blue letters, and it'll open up a link. Did the link open?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, you're going to select the option that's inside the blue square that says Connect Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to log into the personal account that you use to manage your Facebook business page in.
All right.
Okay, then you're just going to continue. At the end, you should see an option that says Confirm Access. Right above that, it'll have a little square that says Choose Page. If you have a page that's already created, it should be inside of that that option.
It says Leslie's requesting access to, and then continue as Hugo at the bottom or can't.
Continue as yourself.
All right.
And what do you see now?
And it brought me back to the page we were just on before then.
Okay, and what option does it give you at the bottom?
Connect to Facebook for details.
Okay, select the option that says connect to Facebook.
Fine.
What do you see now?
To lead, let you with Facebook, would you like to continue?
Yes. Press continue. Now what do you see?
It says you are logged in as Hugo Arellano.
Mm-hmm.
And then it says pages select. Then it wants me to select like the business or my personal or another one that I have.
You're going to click on that option that says choose page, and you're going to select just the business page. Once you do that, you're going to press confirm, and it'll tell you that it's processing. It'll give you a notification once it's finished.
All right, save that as grand.
Ah, perfect. And that's all you need. We're going to go ahead and take care of the ads and optimizing the page for you. And, yeah, everything should be up and running within the time period that I believe Abraham already explained to you. It takes about 7 to 14 days to get everything up and going.
All right, cool. Yep, sounds good. Thank you.
No problem. Have a good day.
Thank you, too.